ladies and gentlemen, the Tiffany Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The show that's all about being a mafioso and telling the stories that the big bankster elite scumbaggery motherfuckers don't want you to tell. And my very special guest is Ava Moore, the wife and mistress of Bill Brockbrader, who's in prison right now. And it's his 41st birthday, indeed. Very soon, recently, anyway. We have a very nice, very, very nice happy birthday song to play for him. Porter, roll that check.
yeah. My man Mikhail Pierce on the flamenco guitar there. Yeah, we wrote that on his birthday. And we figured that it's way better than the other happy birthday song, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. That is like soul, like to the core. Thank you for playing that. That was beautiful and sharing that, Vinny. You're a very talented man.
Well, thank you. you know, what you do means a lot to a lot of people, you know, because they all interpret it as thinking it was about them, you know. And I don't know about you, but when it's my birthday, I like to be kind of God for a day, you know. Everybody got to make me some frickin' eggs Benedict, got to get me beer, you know, presents and so on and so forth. It'd be nice, you know, just a nice day where I don't have to be the subject to anybody else's whims. Everybody is subject to mine. And unfortunately for Bill, he's still at the subject of other people's whims. And so I hope he remembers and keeps his sanity and keeps his hope by remembering those days when he was young and free and nothing stood in his way.
Mm. Well, I can tell you that the birthday, his birthday was on the 22nd, so last week, and there has already started coming in letters and postcards and books and stuff, so it's helped him immensely. I want everyone listening to not underestimate just sending a letter, what that does. And this is somebody who works on a different way. He has understandings of how to affect, as some many people do on this planet, I'm just learning, but just sending a letter will do so much for his morale. And I don't want anyone out there, I want them to understand how important it is to please, if you're listening, take the time and write him. And then also, I got the website for this book, Cosmic Reality. It's actually two books in one. And the second book has a great portion dedicated to Bill. She actually writes about Bill and the connection that she has on a telepathic level with him. She did work for the NSA. She was involved with remote viewers. So it's an interesting read, to say the least. And the book is called Cosmic Reality. And the website, for everyone, one-third of the proceeds are going to Bill. Not me, to Bill. The website is http://21c-online.com/cosmicreality-1.html. And if you want to Google it, it's just Cosmic Reality and then put Kennedy in and it should pop up. And yeah, it's two books in one. I just got it last night, so I'm just starting. Bill, however, has, I think, finished it today. And so tonight we get to visit. We visit 4 days a week for 2 hours. I'm allowed to go and see him now. I get to hug him, kiss him, and hold his hands for 2 hours face-to-face, no distractions. We get to talk. And it's been amazing. He's like a dog with a bone right now. He's been watching the financial. Speaking of which,
they don't do conjugal visits at this facility, do they?
No, they don't. We get to hug and kiss, and it's almost like, I tease him. I say, I think on some level there's some subconscious program that's still operating, some Mormon programming, because it's very like chaperone dating. It's bizarre. So I tease him.
Apparently, ancient regimes used to threaten women if their men weren't playing ball or whatever. They'd threaten the women and tell them not to have sex with their men as a way to frustrate and debilitate the men.
Yeah. So I'm not very good at the whole astral realm. I haven't learned how to do all that stuff. And, you know, he's very patient. He's encouraging me to learn other things, but I'm still a noob. So I'm learning. And, you know, he's not easy to keep up with. Let's just say that he has an efficacy of stamina that they trained into him. I mean, that's part of Hell Week, and the whole reason why Navy SEALs go through Hell Week is to break them of their connections to this dimension and allow for their subconscious to reach another plane where they're unstoppable. They don't have any sense of time, so they'll just do whatever it takes for as long as it takes until the job's done. So they kind of created their own enemy. I, for one, am not that skilled. And that was a recent conversation we had, is that, you know, I'm a yoga mom who worked as a naturopathic doctor assistant. I care about the planet, the earth, and supporting the unfolding of consciousness and truth. And I do not have, you know, agency skill sets. I don't have that kind of training. I just come forward as a civilian, and I hope to inspire others to do whatever it takes to get behind people who are coming forward. In my opinion, Bill tried to do what Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning did. He did it 14, 15 years ago when there was no social media. This man has sustained for 15 years until a time where social media and consciousness was at a place where he could bring his truth forward. We really need to get behind these people, you know, and understand that if we allow things to happen to one person, we allow it to happen to all. And it needs to be of the utmost priority that Guantanamo Bay is closed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're just using that as a torture MK Ultra facility, aren't they? Ava Moore, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you again sometime. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Godspeed, Bill.
Thank you.